and we were like, we're going to let you stay up late tonight.
Yeah.
Because after tonight, summer's over.
Yeah, like, buddy.
I know it's still online, but you guys got school at 8:45 on Monday, so.
Yeah, buckle up. Now. You're waking
buckle
up
for that 7 o'clock bedtime on Sunday night.
My kids, like, mandatory meeting time is 9:30. I'm really happy about that. So my girlfriend's kid is going into kindergarten, and theirs is 8:15.
Is that just assuming that younger kids are just up at like 6?
Which, by the way, he wakes up naturally at like 6:30 or 7 every morning. So, yes.
Yeah, I got a buddy whose kid is in the...
Look at this guy, by the way. This is what we got from her school. Nice. Every kid in her school has one of these.
Hell yeah.
From 4J.
Hell yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I was all set to use our laptop, and then we found out that you have to pick those up. Like, you can't not use those, basically, because they want to control everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Nice iPad with a fucking keyboard attached to it. I'm in. Sign me up for all of it.
I got a buddy who's cute. I think they're in Wilsonville or Woodburn. I don't know. They kind of blend in. And their kid is in second grade, I believe.
Yeah.
Their schedule, it's Monday through Friday. It's online. And it's like 9 o'clock P.E., 11:30 homeroom, 1:45 to 2:45 school. I was like, whoa, that's brutal. Cause that's so spread like out. Home? Yeah.
Homeroom at home.
Homeroom at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're not trying. You're officially like, not trying.
PE at home sounds like the worst idea someone's ever come up with.
Like, we technically, our kids have PE at home for a PE, you know, school thing.
Yeah, it's like part of the schedule.
And they were like, well, if your kid plays soccer or whatever, that's PE. You gotta just, you know.
So like, hours he doesn't have to do anything?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah. Or any, I mean, you could just lie anyway and say they played outside with the dogs for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, but. This guy, it's like online where they do jumping jacks and like stupid shit.
I was gonna say,
oh, get out of here!
In front of your iPad, these things
are like online.
Yeah. Oh no! I thought it was like you have 2 hours to do PE. So hopefully, take your kids outside to go ride bikes or something.
No, it's all online. I'm like, that is so like
that's asinine. Good luck.
Time consuming because it's already a pain in the ass to do virtual school.
Yeah.
But like, you're really asking a parent to sacrifice like a 5-hour window for, you know what I mean? Like 90 minutes of stuff.
I saw that. Like, I have a buddy who lives up in Portland. His wife posted their school schedule and it's a full day. It's 9 to 3. And like, it's all mandatory. Like, how are you supposed to do that? You know what? I don't want to send my kid to school at all. Like, this COVID stuff scares the hell out of me. I don't want to send my kid to school during it because look at what happened in Georgia. A bunch of people sent their kids to school. They didn't wear their masks. A bunch of kids got fucking COVID. I don't want that to happen to my kid. I'm all for everything 4J is doing right now in UG. But that is insane. Like, it's not practical to do that sort of a schedule.
No.
Like, because, you know, we do have to work. Like, at some point, one of the parents, at least, has to
Someone work. Has to work, yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're, you know, single-parent households.
Right.
Both of the parents have to work. Yeah, I don't know. That's...
Well, you're gonna keep a kid, like, in eyesight of, like, your iPad for an hour.
I know.
Like, where you want them to, like, run around and do things. Like, come on.
Come on. Yeah. It's a bit much.
A big talking point on the K-Val comment section this week, which, by the way, K-Val comment section is the new YouTube comment section, by the way, if you've ever checked it out, is that parents should be allowed to be naked, be drunk, smoke weed, or whatever, while like the kids are doing their Zoom calls during classes and stuff like that. Like, because it's a free country. They pay right. rent in the house. They can do whatever they want, right?
I'm sure you guys got this, or you got the same thing for 4J. We got through Bethel where they were like, listen, people have to be clothed.
Yeah.
No drugs, no alcohol. Like, we don't even really want you eating or drinking food as a child, like on screen, because that's disruptive.
It's school.
It's school. Oh, yeah. Brutal.
Imagine. Imagine being one of those people, which, by the way, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people who think this, that it is okay in the morning to be, like, fucking pulling on beers in the background while your kid is doing class stuff.
Wake and bake, baby.
My goodness.
Do that math, baby. I gotta hit that bong.
Yeah, I'm doing math, too.
Count these rocks.
Oh God, I'm not one of those people who goes around like blaming the year, like, you know, 2020, like, fuck 2020 strikes again. Like, I'm not one of those people, but I'm ready for this. I'm getting drained, you know, like I have a pretty long leash here. And I feel like I've been putting up with a lot. And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. And I'm just like, okay, you know what? Sometimes as a grown man, you just feel like crying. Because it's like, it's too much. It's too much. here we are.
It will be funny that in like 14 days, they will have confirmed,
His next
Republican
nominated.
Supreme Court. And then let's just go along with me. And then, you know, in 4 more weeks, he loses, you know, the election.
Right.
And that statistic that, like, in 54 years, Republicans have won 4 elections compared to 14. And they've elected 17 Supreme Court justices to 4. Because people die, and it's weird, and it's random, and it seems to work out for the bad people.
Seems to really work out for them, doesn't it?
God damn.
And even when it doesn't work out for them,
it still works
out for them. Yeah.
Ah, good stuff.